The State Department says the United States is working diplomatically to try to restore the democratically elected government in São Tomé and Príncipe, where military officers seized power in a coup Wednesday. The Bush administration has renewed its condemnation of the military action in São Tomé and Príncipe and says it is working diplomatically with African countries and Portugal, among others, in an effort to restore the ousted government of President Frederico de Menezes. Diplomatic contacts are being led by U.S. Ambassador to Gabon, Kenneth Moorfield, who also has responsibility for São Tomé and Príncipe and was visiting the tiny West African state for a belated U.S. Independence Day observance when the overthrow occurred. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said Mr. Moorfield has been in contact with President Menezes, who was stranded in Nigeria by the military move, and other diplomats in the effort to restore constitutional order. Under questioning, Mr. Boucher said the Bush administration has not made a formal determination that Wednesday's military action was a coup requiring a cutoff of U.S. aid to São Tomé and Príncipe, but he said the facts of what happened are evident to all.
Our position is based on the fact that there was a freely elected government that was overthrown by elements of the military. There were arrests of officials of a freely elected government by elements of the military, and we strongly condemn that. We have urged a peaceful and nonviolent resolution in São Tomé, including the release of all hostages, and to allow the elected government to continue to function.
Mr. Boucher said U.S. aid to São Tomé and Príncipe delivered this fiscal year amounted to about $450,000, most of it for a Pentagon-administered anti-malaria program. But he said the potentially oil-rich island state was soon to receive another $500,000 in military aid to upgrade coastal security and another $400,000 for malaria control. It is unclear how much of the aid the country stood to lose under an act of Congress barring non-humanitarian U.S. assistance to countries where military coups have occurred. The State Department spokesman said it would be very speculative to say if the United States would support African military intervention to restore elected rule, which was reportedly under discussion within the African Union. He said the U.S. emphasis now is trying to achieve a peaceful restoration of the Menezes government. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.